In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so it goes with the world. The world. This pro-choice world we live in of being independent and self-serving. You did not choose me, says the Word, but rather I chose you in order that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, in order that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. And so the world goes with its love songs, its love poems, its love quotes. There's even a love calendar that can determine whether or not you're going to have a successful relationship or not. And I suppose if you know anything about Arthur Rubinstein, one of his so-called famous quotes is, "Love life and life will love you back," or perhaps if many of us have heard, "Love makes the world go round." Tell that to an astronomer and an astrophysicist. And the Word says, "This is my commandment, that you keep on loving one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than he lay down his life for his friends. These things I command you so that you keep on loving one another." Yet our sinful flesh, marinated by Satan's temptations to seek the self-serving, arrogant love and pro-choice independence that satisfies our personal desires of this old Adam-soaked flesh, could care less about loving God with our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our soul, and loving one another. This love is what I consider to be called sort of in this, what I call the Fonzie complex. Henry Winkler in Happy Days used to go in his rather unique office. And he would look into the mirror and he'd kind of raise his comb and go, "I can't improve on what was already there." Love of self is the default mode of the human sinful flesh. This is a love for pro-choice fools and demonstrates its folly when it fails. But St. Paul writes, love never fails. This love of God in Christ laid down his life and was raised for the forgiveness of our sins in order that we, by his Spirit, keep on loving one another as he keeps on loving us. So what we have received, as St. Paul says many times, we pass on to those around us. He has pulled us up, pulled us out through this stinking, necrotic, burnt, marinated flesh of Satan's temptations to living the life of Christ in this world that looks and loves at others, as Paul writes in Philippians, as better than ourselves. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us, and that means now. So in the Old and the New Testament, this word choice, as I have come to learn it, is to love one another. It is about grace and purpose, not about having certain characteristics and attributes. So God's choice involves grace and purpose to bear fruit, to love one another, to be a living sacrifice. This sacrificial love is for the benefit of our neighbor, not for us. This sacrificial love is to love as Jesus loves, to see what he sees, the soul's needs, the eternal interests of our friends and our neighbors. You know, Jesus was bent on a lot of things with his walking seminary of 12 apostles and many, many, many disciples. But I certainly believe that there is one thing among many that he was always trying to point out and to teach all of us, and that is to grow in his grace love toward one another, keeping the Father's love, which is about life and salvation. This love, that is his own, which is different than the idolatrous, pro-choice, self-serving love of the world. This grace love, by his Holy Spirit, it animates all believers in Christ to keep loving one another, not as the world loves, but as God is love. And this love, never fails. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise.